The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Besimanat Tava, we are beginning Be'azat Hashem, Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Be'azat Hashem. She get married b'sha'at tova u'muslachat and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. We are studying Gemara Chulin Daf Bet. Today's daf is being studied by Nun Shvat Abraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna, Ruach Hashem Tenihem b'Gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf right at the first Mishnah. The Mishnah subject is on the laws of Shechita. Of course, we know if a person wants to eat an animal, wants to eat meat, they have to slaughter the animal, according to the halakha. Our Mishnah discusses who is legitimate and legal to slaughter an animal. Hakol shohatim. So right away the Mishnah says everybody can make shohata. And whenever you see hakol, that comes and right away tells you a hidush, that even people that you would think cannot make shohata, even they can make shohata. Hakol. Even the ones that you would think not. Look at the top rashi. Hakol shohatim. Any time that it says a call, kolehu ma'itilu b'shemata kamaita de'erchin, like it says in Masechet Erchin, also it says a call. Ufaresh a call la'atu yemai. So right away the Gemara always asks a call. What is it coming to include? Everybody. When you say everybody, means there's a hadushi. V'akol shuhatin de'matnitin. So Rashi right away tells what the Gemara is going to say. The call is going to come to include that even somebody is tameh can make shechita, or even a mumar or a kuti can make shechita. So that's already in the first word of the Mishnah call. There's already hadushim that's coming to include people that you would think that might not be able to make the shechita. Tosfot just points out. On the top, Tosfot HaKol Shohatin, Katub Belchot Eretz Yisrael, the Nashim Lo Yishchatu. The woman, a Pesulot for making Shechita, Mepnei Shedatan Kalot. Because they're light-headed. They might not have the seriousness to make the Shechita properly. It says, Tosfot Ve'en Re'eh. I don't see it. And on the contrary, he says, ladies are Kasher Shechita. And at the end, Tosfot says, the Mishnah does not even say it. He says, there's no reason why I would think a lady cannot make shechita. But the Mishnah doesn't even have to go out of its way to say that ladies are kesherah for shechita. That's the shita of Tosafot, that ladies are indeed are kesherot for shechita. Anyway, the Mishnah goes, Hakol shohatim v'shechitatan kesherah. Now right away, this should pose us a problem. Shechitatan kesherah sounds like, and all those guys that we said can make shechita, if they made the shechita, it's b'di'avad kesher. Whenever it says kesherah, it says b'di'avad. Well, make up your mind. You just told me I call shohatin, what sounds like even the katechila. Then you tell me, you know, if they did it, it's kesher, which it sounds like it's only b'di'avad. So the Mishnah is problematic, right? It's its inception. Now, chutz, except the following people are exceptions. Meheresh, Shote v'katan. Heresh over here, as well as most of the times in the Talmud, is somebody that's in Oshomeya, the Eno Medaber. That is deaf, mute. Shote is somebody that lacks intellect. V'katan is a minor. What's the reason why these three are all Pesulim? So the Mishnah gives a reason. Shema yekalkelu et shechitatan. Because we don't trust them that they're going to know how to make the shechitan the proper way. They might mekalkel. They might ruin the shechita. However, the Mishnah says, v'chulan. Who's v'chulan? Rashi says, we have to see who this word v'chulan is going on. ששחטו ואחרים רואים אותם שחיטתם כשרה. But people watching them and standing over them when they're doing the shechitah. So even those that seemingly are not good when they do it alone, but if they do it seemingly two people watching over them, because the Mishnah's lashon is la'achirim, the ro'im is plural. That if you have two people looking over them, it's going to be kasher. So that's basically the style of the Mishnah. Number one, it says a chiddush right away. Hakol shuhatim. So we're going to have to find out who's that coming to include. Shechitatan kasherah. We're going to have to find out why the Mishnah changed gears from the ketrila to bedi'avad. We're also going to have to find out when the end of Mishnah says v'chulan sheshat on all these guys that were pasul. But if they shuhay with two people watching them, then it's okay. We'll have to see. Well, how does that change? What is that? What does that do? Okay, we could start with the Gemara. Hakol shuhatim lekatahila. Kol shuhatim is mashma. Everybody, even people that you would think cannot, they can also make shaita lekatahila. Shaitatan keshera diavad. But then the next words of the Mishnah, shaitatan keshera, sounds like diavad. So Rashi tells us how to read this Gemara. Shaitatan keshera diavad. Bit miha. Supposed to read it. Shaitatan keshera diavad. That person that included in the word hakol, that the person that we added and included from the word hakol, don't tell me that maybe you're learning like this. I mean, we'll read it all like one statement. Like, once you tell me a kol shohatim, do I have to even say v'shitatan keshera? If you tell me that you're allowed to make shechita, obviously shechitatan keshera. So therefore, it's an extra statement, which sounds like it's telling me that what I told you is the ketayla a second ago, now I'm telling you it's only b'diabat. So let's think about our first question. So my answers. Amar le rabaha bere de rabah le rab asher v'chol hakol lechetayilahu. He's right. You're assuming that anytime it says hakol, automatically that means the chetahila. I'll show you other places in Shas where it says hakol, and hakol only means b'di'avad, and therefore you have no question. I can tell you this Mishnah is following that example, that hakol is b'di'avad, and everything's fine. Hakol shuhatin b'di'avad, shuhatin kishah b'di'avad, everything's good. Where do you see in Shas that hakol is bidiavad? But it says, "Ela me'ata hakol memirin." You know the law of timura. Timura is to have an animal. The animal is kodesh. Then I take another chulin animal, and I say, "You know what? I want to transfer the kedusha from this animal to that animal." That's called timura. What happens is the kedusha does get transferred, and now both animals are kadosh. Not that the kedusha goes off the first animal, goes to the second animal. The pasuk says, "V'haya hu utmurato kodesh." Now, are you allowed to make timira? You're not allowed. It's isu from the Torah to make timira. Lo yachalifenu velo yamid. You're not allowed to make timura. But the Mishnah is discussing who can make timura, meaning whose timura hits. So it says, "Hakol mimirin echad ha'anashim ve'echad ha'anashim." That means when it comes to the law of Timura, if a man does it, it hits. If a lady does it, it hits. Now you're not going to tell me hakol mimirin means over there lechatayla make Timura. The Mishnah is not going to tell you lechatayla to make an isur. Hakan amed de lechatayla hu? What are you going to tell me over there means lechatayla? Hakol mimirin cannot be. V'haketiv lo yachalifenu ve'lo yamir oto tov bera ora betov. You know what? Transfer the kedusha, whether it's for a whole animal to a blemished animal or a blemished to a whole animal, which means you can't do it. So therefore, I've shown you that what? That there are cases in Shas where it says hakol, and it's not lechatayla. It is b'di'avad. Gemara says, wait, don't make a proof over there. Hatam kediktani ta'ama. If you look at the Mishnah over there in Timura, when it says hakol mimirin, everybody's Timura works. The Timura of a man, Timura of a lady. So the Mishnah qualifies that statement. And the Mishnah says, Lo she'adam rashai le'amir, elash imimir mumar. Not that we're telling you you should make timura. All we mean in the Mishnah is if you did it, it hit. Visofeg et arba'im. And therefore you'll get lashes. And therefore the Mishnah over there qualified it. So don't bring me the Adrabah. From now bring your proof. From the fact that the Mishnah over there had to explain it, normally a call would be like a tahila. And over there, when we said a kol mimirin, the Mishnah had to come and say, oh, don't make a mistake. Don't think you're allowed to make timura. It means these people that do timura, the timura will hit. But now they can do like a tahila. So the fact that the Mishnah over there had to explicitly, you know, give a disclaimer, so therefore I can tell you Adrabah. Normally I call is the Ketavayla. And then we're back to question on Mishnah.
You do the same thing here.
The Mishnah doesn't qualify it. Mishnah doesn't say, Hakol Shohat. So what, is it the Ketavayla or B'di Avad?
Didn't we just say that
makes
it B'di Avad?
No, Hakol Shohatin is the Ketavayla. So the Mishnah soter itself.
And here, over there,
there it says, "Hakol mimirin." Everybody can make timura. Don't misunderstand me. Don't think that means you can make timura. Hashem said you can make timura. Don't say the word. It means that if you make timura, I mean these people can. Their timura hits. The timura is viable. Okay, so for sure the Mishnah is with the Avad. My shaker over here, the Mishnah doesn't qualify anything. It just says you can do it. Oh, you can do it. You can't do it. Make up your mind. You do it. You can't do it. So now let's read Rashi. Ela kol memirim. Explain it out. So we read Rashi here. Avaya, read Rashi. Ela kol memirim. Loud. Right. The call over there, Rashi tells you in Timura, kol memirim is coming to include a case of even a son can make Timura on a korban that he inherited from his father. So I called even a Yoresh, even an inheritor can make timura. Fine.
The
Tov Tam Ra Ba'almu. Adam. The Akar La Kod Rishu Jesus. The Mishnah over there uprooted the word Hakol over there by saying what? Don't misunderstand Hakol. They're not Tema Le Gedailahu. Aba La Kod Shoatin Beduchta Kai. But over here, we didn't uproot the Hakol Shohatin. We didn't say Hakol Shohatin. Oh, don't misunderstand. We said Hakol Shohatin. Finish, period. And then we say Shohat Gezerah. So the two statements are coexisting simultaneously. The Kol Kama Delo Akarle. You didn't uproot it. Vitana Losh you a pesimist. We should have said like this: Hakol Shohatin. Not that you should think that they could do it to Kataila. It means if they made Shohita, it'll count. But since we didn't say that, it means that Kol Shohatim is the Kataila. And then you say, Shadan Geshera, it's B'di'avad. So basically, we're back to the original question. Now look at the next Rashi. So Rashi gives us the answer. Lo Sheha Adam Rashai. Don't think over there it means a guy can make Timura. Dikhtim Lo Yahalifenu. Because it says, no, yahalifenu. Befirush is soon in the Torah. The resha ki kamara kol din timura noheget bahem. The law of timura applies to them. Not they can make timura. It applies to them. The other time of resha kol memirin. V'starik letu lefarshe, lo shedam nashai, v'lo lakam b'resha lashon ketzara, hakol shemiru timuratan timura. So Rashi has a side question. Why is the Mishnah talking so much? The Mishnah Timura didn't have to make a statement and then qualify it. The Mishnah could have went straight and said, Hakol Shehemiru Timura Tan Timura. In that one statement, I would know everything. That they're viable and it's B'di'abad. Why did I have to say a L'chata'ilah statement and then qualify it? Hakol Shehemiru. Oh, that doesn't understand me. So don't make a misleading statement and don't qualify it. Just say off the bat. Kol shehemiru temura tan temura. So she says, Lashon atanaim hu. That's the way the Tanaim talk. Throughout Shas, they always have that son. I call this, I call that. So the Mishnah Timura didn't want to change from the normal system over there. Kimo, I call shu'atin, I call subchim, I call hayavim. So the Mishnah over there also wanted to follow the normal pattern that it's been following throughout the Mishnayot. But over there, it had a problem, because once you use the normal style, then you have to qualify it. After that, okay. So now we go back to the Gemara. So we're back to the question. is it a chetayla or is it b'diavad? Now, I just want to make one point for your own analyzing. That she said over here, lo she'adam rashai, that a guy cannot make timura. Why can a guy make timura? That she quoted the pasuk, dichtiv, lo yahalifenu. Okay, that's the isur, lo yahalifenu. However, if you look later on, look at that she besofeget arba'im. And if you do what you get lashes, what does she say? Mishum lav de lo yamir. It says in the pasuk, lo yahalifenu velo yamir. Don't switch it. Just a point of interest to analyze why did Rashi change. In one Rashi said the Isur is lo yahalifenu, and in another Rashi tells us the Isur is lo yamir. Why did? But Rashi says written before. What's the Isur? Dikhtiv lo shadam raikenu. Dikhtiv lo yahalifenu. That's the love. He says, oh, you get malkut because lo yamir. Is it lo yahalifenu or is it lo yamir? I mean, all I know is I look at Tosafot, and Tosafot says in the bottom, "Sufik et arba'im, v'im tomar havide lemar sufik shemonim." Tosafot says when you make this, you switch your 80 lashes. The hatre la vekativ, lo yadifenu velo yamir. And so then the Tosafot has an answer. Tosafot could be these are two different isurim. One is on his own animal, one is on somebody else's animal. Fine. But this is a subject just to keep in mind, which isud are you actually transgressing when you make the isud of Timura? Okay, we go further. It says, Ela hakol ma'arichin v'ni'arachin nodrin v'nidarin. You know the law of arichin? Torah tells us every human being from 30 days and up has a value based on the age. It's a set value. Torah says, if a person says, Erech Erki Alai, my value is on me to donate it to the Beit HaMikdash. He says, Erki, my value. Well, what's your value? Open up the Torah. Torah will tell you. How old are you? You're a male or a female? Torah will tell you. You have to give 50 shekalim, 30 shekalim, 20 shekalim. It's a set price that the Torah says. That's Erchin. Nidarim is different. Nidarim, you just say, I vow to bring the value of this item to the Beit HaMikdash, or I vow to bring however much money to the Beit HaMikdash. You're not making an assessment like the Torah's Erchin, you're just giving a Nidir. So the Mishnah over there says, Hakol Ma'arichin. Hakol Ma'arichin means everybody can make this Nidir of Erich. Everybody can make Erich. V'ni'arachin. And everybody can be evaluated. Everybody can make their erich. That's the person. And then the person that's making the neder, that's the ma'arich. And then the ni'arach is the subject that's being assessed. Everybody can make their erichin, and everybody is able to make it. And you mean you can assess anybody, basically. Look at that she. Ma'arichin. Torat, hakol ma'arichin. Now what does that call over there coming to include? So that she says, I would have said normally, when does the laws of Erechin start? You gotta be 13, you gotta be about mitzvah. That she says, HaKol Ma'arichin, they come to include even a 12-year-old kid that's close to becoming a man, he also can make this vow of Erechin. That she, HaKol Ma'arichin, HaTam Mefereshet Atuye Mufla Samuch Le'ish. Katana Yodaya Le'aflot. Meaning a minor that knows how to verbalize, he knows how to articulate and make a nedir. L'shem mim makdishin. Yes, when you make a nedir, he says the Borei Olam. Okay, you know how to do it. V'im samuch leperkohu, kigon ben yud bet shana. He's 12 years old. V'yom echad, devarav kayamim. Aval bishadan katanu. Even though he's a minor, ad yud gimel shana v'yom echad. Ma'arichin tolat, ma'arichin alehem. The subject of ha'araka is on them. She'im amar erki alai. If they said my value is on me to bring the Beit HaMikdash, or Erich Peloni Alai, or I want to give his value, Nidro Kayam, the neder is valid. Afagav the Katanu Zero Der Hayav the Tekefish Shanim. He has to look according to the years of the guy that he made the neder to. He's a 20-year-old, a certain amount of money. 30-year-old, a certain amount of money, etc. It's Vadavim Kitzuvim Parasha. Then she says the price is already established in the Perasha. Hakol ne'erachim. Yesh lahem erich. Everybody has an erich. What is everybody coming to include? Ve'afilu mukatshin. Even a mukatshin, the guy has boils all over his body. Meaning if you go to the marketplace, the guy has no value, mukatshin. Nobody's buying a mukatshin. But it doesn't matter, because this calculation is not selling him as a slave. This calculation is, it's a separate the Torah. How old he is? Male or female, that's it. So even a mukatshin, the guy has a value, that she says. He says, she'eru shebeklum limakir beshuch. Even if you sell him in the marketplace, he's worthless. Yesh lo edecha kadume parashah. Ikim aman. Huh?
Spiritual value, not...
Yeah, whatever it is. The Torah gives a value to every human being. It's a separate, it doesn't say how smart he is, how healthy he is. Age and gender. Finished. That's what means everybody. Next Rashi, Hakol Nodrim. Everybody's able to make a nedir. Now what's the difference between a nedir and an erech? So she's going to say, Nodrim. Demi alai. Now demi alai doesn't mean my erech. Demi alai means my value, meaning my value to be sold as a slave. Meaning if I would go on the marketplace, how much would I fetch? That price is more than an erech could be. So therefore, that's demi alai. There's erchi alai and there's demi alai. Good? That's a neder. Hakol nidarim. Not only everybody can make a neder, but the chiddush is you can make a neder on anybody's value, which means kol adam shaveh klum. Anybody that has any value, yesh lo damim. V'im amar demi alai, amar alachay demi alai, noten lefi mashu nimkar beshuk. Now the chiddush of it, she says, even if the kid is less than 30 days old. This kid is two, just born, newborn baby. I want to give his value. You give it. You tin the mouth. Now, even though when it comes to erchin, the erchin in the Torah, when it assesses people, it starts from 30 days old. But when it comes to the darim, you can even give the value of a newborn. Figure it out how much he's worth, how much somebody would buy that baby on the potential for, and that's what he has to give. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you the question outside. It's a simple question. So we have a Mishnah. Everybody can make erchin, akol, even a kid 12 years old, he says, demi alai, erchi alai, everybody can make nidarim. So it sounds like the Chatekda. Go do it. But we know from Masechet Nedarim that the Hakamim were against making Nedarim. Shlomo HaMelech said, don't make Nedarim. You're going to see some rabbis are going to say, better not to make a Nedar, even if you're intending on fulfilling it. We don't want to make, don't make Nedarim. Nedarim is a dangerous business. Because every time you make a Nedar, there's a risk that you're not going to fulfill the Nedar. So we don't like making Nedarim. So therefore, you cannot tell me that this Mishnah was saying, look at Tehillah, make the Darim. Because we know we don't like the Darim. So obviously this Mishnah over here has to be Bidi'avad. Oh, so just like this Mishnah is Bidi'avad, I can tell you, our Mishnah is also Bidi'avad. When it says, Akol Shuhatim, it doesn't mean, look at Tehillah, it's Bidi'avad. Because over there, when it's talking about making the Darim, we know the Mishnah is not a proponent of saying, do it! Because we know in the second of the name, they tell you, don't make the nedarim. Even if you're planning on it, keeping the nedarim, don't make a nedarim. Understand the Gemara? Look at the Gemara says. Gemara says, Hakan the me, the lechatahila. You think that that Mishnah over there is the lechatahila to make a nedarim? The haketiv, the chi tehadal lindor. When you refrain from making nedarim, lo yeye bechachet. When you refrain from nedarim, then you won't have sins. Uchtiv, tov asher lo tidor. It's better not to make a neder, mishitidor velo teshalem, than to make a neder and not keep it. There's a few ways of learning this pasuk. What does Shlomo HaMelech mean in this pasuk? Better not to make a neder, tov shelo tidor. Better not to make a neder, tov asher lo tidor, than to make a neder and not keep your neder. Now, how do you learn the beginning of the pasuk? Better not to make a neder. So the Gemara says, "V'tanya tov mize umize she'en noder kol ikar." There's three levels of bimeir. So the first bimeir, The first case is better not to make a nidir, right? And break it. Don't make a nidir and break it. Tov ashiloti, don't make a nidir at all. Mishitidor velot shalem, that to make a nidir and not keep your word. So the Bimir comes up and says, you know what the best is? The best is don't make a nidir at all, bichlal. Which means not only don't make a nidir and break it, or don't make a nidir and keep it, don't make a nidir at all. Which even if you're not keeping it, the Bimir says, that's on the Shalom HaMelech, there's grades. The worst guy is, he makes a nidir and breaks it, that's for sure. And you know who's a little better than that? That's the guy that makes a nidir and keeps it. And you know who's the best guy? Guy don't make a nidir, bichlal. That's the tov shemetov. The Biyud HaOmer, tov mizeh umizeh, you know what the best guy is? Nodir umishalim. He's okay. Make the darim and keep, that's the best guy. Now, so you're going to tell me, oh, so the Biyud HaOmer is allowing you to make the darim. Not so fast. The Biyud HaOmer, lo kabari ala be'omer hare zu. Aval amar hare alai lo. There he is. Even Rabbi Yehuda that allowed you to make a nidr, there's two ways I can make a nidr. Let's say this is the animal. I can say, Hare zu ola. Now when I say Hare zu ola, what does that mean? I have to bring this one. Rabbi Yehuda says, that type of nidr I'm not so worried about. You know why? Because you committed already. I designated the animal. It's here. And even if the animal gets lost, you're off the hook. Because you said Hare zu. So it's limited liability. I'm not worried about such a nidr. But even the Biyuda will tell you, when a guy says, Hare alai, what does Hare alai mean? It's on me to bring an animal. That means what? If he designated the animal, and it got lost, it's still on him. That type of nidr, even the Biyuda don't make. Because they're ready, the liability, and the guy. So the Biyuda was a little more lenient when it came to nidarim. He said, Hare zu. Because you limited it to this island, you designated it already. Even if you lose it, you're off the hook, fine. But Alay, which is the case of Nidarim, by the way, this case over here, when a guy says, Erki Alay. When a guy says, Erki Alay, basically he's saying, it's on me to bring it. So therefore, until he brings it, he's on the hook. That means according to both rabbis, in this case over here, Nidarim are not a first option. How can the Mishnah say over there? Oh, akol marichin, akol nenachin, akol nodrin, akol nidre. You cannot tell me that's a chetahidama. That's for sure. B'di'avad, according to everybody. Oh, so therefore, just like that's b'di'avad, Tayyam Mishnah is b'di'avad, akol shuhatim, and therefore okay. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, oh. Now the Gemara goes the other way. Dechol akol lav lechetahilahu. You see, the Gemara is in a dilemma here. Because we go to Shas, some hakols are b'di'avad, and some hakols are going to be lechetahilahu. So you can't tell me, oh, so I made a rule now, I found you a Mishnah over there by Nidarim, hakols b'di'avad. Okay, now I'm going to show you a whole list of hakols that are lechetahilahu. For example, Hakol Hayavim Besuka, Hakol Hayavim Besisit. Hakan Amid, Lav Lechetahila? Wait a minute, that's not Lechetahila. Everybody has to sit in the Sukkah. Everybody has to wear Sisit. Wait a minute, that's not B'di'avad? Don't bring me those examples. Hayavim Lok Amina. Over there it says Hayavim. Don't bring me a case where it says the word Hayavim. I know Hayavim is Lechetahila. I want a case without a Hayavim in there. Once you tell me Hayavim, I know that Hayavim is a Chetayla. That's why I don't have to do it. You're obligated. Ela me'ata. Oh, okay, I'll find you another one. Hakol somchim. Semichan, an animal. Everybody has to make semichan the animal. Echad anashim ve'echad anashim. Hachan amed elav the Chetayla. What are you going to tell me? That's only b'di'avad you make semichan? Ve'aketiv ve'samach yado ve'nirza. Which tells me what? You have to make semichan. Lechetayla. Doesn't say Hayavim, but it's Mishnah, but doesn't say Hayavim. Well, you're right, but doesn't say Hayavim. When it says Hayavim, I don't need it. That's for sure, it's the Chetayla. But when it says Akol Somchin, I'm not going to, oh, B'di'avad. Of course not B'di'avad. So therefore, we're basically back to our question. Our Mishnah says Akol Shohatim. And then it says, V'shchaitatam kishira. Sounds like it's like a tahila, and then it goes into the bidyavad. So the Gemara is going to say it like this. Ela. Now, whenever you see an Ela, it rejects the whole process till this point. We're going to revamp the question. The question that we were asking is a little bit more sophisticated than when we asked it originally. But it's going to be the same point. Ela, you know what the new question is? The question is like this. Hakol de'acha mimai de'lech tahilahu de'tikshilach dilma di'avadu velo tikshilach. Which means this call over here. I call Shuhatin. Who told you it's like a tahila? And therefore you made a question from it. Dilma di'avadu. Maybe it's bidi'avad. And therefore you won't have a question. See, the Gemara starts off. Oh, you started off like a tahila. And then you go to bidi'avad. Hold it. Who told you to make an assumption? And then from your assumption, you made a question. How do you know? I mean, obviously we've proven to you now enough that I could go either way. So you know, I call. Well, you know what? When the Mut asks questions today, I'm going to say I call the Mishnah Zechet Tahila. I don't know why you picked the Tahila, because I can find you examples that it's B'diavad. But you picked the Tahila. Ah, now you ever see down the Mishnah, it says B'diavad. So the Gemara asks, who told you to assume Zechet Tahila, and then we make a see down the Mishnah? Says, I'll tell you what my question was, the rabbi says. Amar de. I'll tell you why I assumed it. It was a fair assumption. Ana shchitatan kishera kashyali. You know what bothered me? The superfluous language in the Mishnah, shchitatan kishera. Mediktani shchitatan kishera di'avad. From the fact that it says shchitatan kishera, that's clearly a bidi'avad. No one's arguing on that part of the Mishnah. Mechlal da'kol l'chetahilahu. So that must be, Hakol Shohatin must be Lechetahila. From the end of the Mishnah, I come to interpret what the beginning, why? The Avad, because if you tell me Hakol is also the Avad, Tarte the Avad Lamali. Ah, now we understand the question. What do I need two the Avad languages in the Mishnah for? Tell me, yeah, everything is the Avad. Hakol Shohatin the Avad, Shohatan Kishera the Avad. That makes sense. Which means if the Mishnah just would have said, Elu Shishahatu Kishela, okay, fine. But the Mishnah is telling me, Hakol Shohatim, that's one statement. And then it's Shahitatan Kishela. Anybody argue what Shahitatan Kishela means? Nobody argues. Everybody agrees Shahitatan Kishela means B'di'avad. So what does Hakol Shohatim mean? Also B'di'avad? So you can do it with the Avad. You can do it with the Avad. That can't finish like that. So the difference is I was forced to learn. The Mishnah signaled to me from the fact that it says Shlitatan Kishira must mean that Akon Kishirin is. Look, I tell you that. That's what my question was. I don't learn Mishnayot. You don't think I know Akon could go either way? It's a swing. Sometimes it's Katayla, sometimes with the Avad. Well, you think I was just looking to make questions out of left field? No, I read a Mishnah. I said, Hakol Kishirin. When I got to that point, I said, you know what? I'm not going to commit. I don't know what it means. It could be Lavid Abad, no problem. Then I read the next line. Ushaytatan Kishira. Now I know that's the show Bidi Abad. So I say to myself, what? That's Bidi Abad. And the beginning is also Bidi Abad. So I need two Mishnayot to tell me, two lines in the same Mishnah. Bidi Abad, Bidi Abad. Can't be. And it must be Hakol Shohatin is Lekhatayla. But then I have a Stira. So either way I go, I'm stuck. If I learn b'di'avad, b'di'avad, it's repetitive. If I learn the k'tayla, b'di'avad, it's contradictory. So therefore I'm stuck. I don't know how to learn this first line of the Mishnah. It's coming to include. The word hakol is doing that.
Coming to include, right.
Now, but shohatin. What does shohatin mean? They slaughter. That guy you're coming to include, the tamei guy, let's say. What does it say? Shohatin. What is shohatin? Mutar, do it. The k'tayla. The word hakol comes to include those quasi guys. No problem. But what does the word shohatim mean? Explain the word shohatim. Explain it. What does shohatim mean?
Telling us what hakol.
No. Hakol, everybody. That the hiddush is in the hakol. Not only the normal guy, a man and a regular shohet. Hakol, even that weird guy that you thought can't do it, he can also do it. What can he do? I don't know what he can do. But you tell me he's included. Sure, it doesn't say. Shohatin. What is shohatin? Explain that word. If you're explaining, so explain me that word. Shohatin. What does that mean? Oh, very good. What is can make shaita?
Continue. Read the next
no, nothing. I stopped there. I call shohatin. There's a period there. You can make shaita. Exactly. I call shohatin. Meaning, the guy asked you, Rabbi, can I make shaita? I'm a tamei guy. Hey, I call shohatin. Absolutely. You can go make shaita. Look at Taila. Okay, beautiful. Now get your reading. Ushaitatan kishira. And if they did it, b'di'avad, it's okay. Oh, you told me I can do it. Either b'di'avad. Oh, no, they're both b'di'avad. They're both b'di'avad. Well, I need to be sad to tell me Shlai Mikra, Ab Targum. Hakol Shu'adim, Shodan Gizura. B'di'avad, b'di'avad. So that was his question. His question was, no matter how I read the Mishnah, I'm stuck. Either it's repetitive or it's contradictory. So the Gemara... You better get this question good, because the Gemara gives six answers to this question. So this question doesn't bother you, then that's it. The next page is not okay. Look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Tarte di avad lamali. Rashi, tarte di avad lamali. Right, like a third way there. So he says like this. Hachi if limitni. If the Mishnah wanted to be clear, it should have said like this. Shechitat hakol kishera. That's for you, Rami. Clear statement. Shechitat hakol. So I got hakol in there to give me the quasi guys. And I got the kishera in there to tell me b'di abad. And I'm done. Okay, fine. These guys that we included from the call, the avad kam marbinan. Iname, or another option that she offers. Nitni hakol shohatin lehude. Just say hakol shohatin alone. And I know hakol shohatin can go with the avad, because hakol can go both ways. Just like by Nidarim and Ma'arachin. We know that Nidarim is not properly Chetayla. I still said, of course, I would work it on the Bidi Avad. But the fact that it said, must be that the first part was the Chetayla. That's the question. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, now we're going to give the answer. Amar Abba. This is the Pshat of the Mishnah. Hakol Shohatin. First, who's the Hakol coming to include? Ba'afilu Tameh. Even if the guy is Tameh, Mechulin. He's floating a Mechulin animal. Regular animal. We're not in Korbanot yet. It's a regular animal. You know what the Mishnah says? Even a Tameh guy can slaughter a regular animal. Why not? It's not a Qurban. You're allowed to eat food bitum'ah, unless I'm a Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash. There's no isur of eating stuff bitum'ah. And all our food that we eat is bitum'ah. There's no isur in that. So what do I need a Mishnah to say? Oh, even a Tameh guy can make shaitan a regular animal. So the Gemara right away asks, Tameh bechudin, mai lememra. What's that all about? What's that, Hindush? Mai lememra. What are you telling me? So the Gemara says, "Bechudin shenasu al tarat hakodesh." So you have to know that there were certain people in the world. Usually, Kohanim would do this. They would live on a standard that even their hulin they treated like kodesh. Hulin shenasu al taharat hakodesh. They wanted to train themselves in living on the standard of kodesh because they ate korbanot. So. They didn't want to, okay, we're eat this on a low level, eat this on a high level, they get confused. So therefore they made everything Kodesh level. So therefore they would be trained. Always went to the mikveh, always became what they touched. So therefore it'll help them when they come to eating the real Kodesh stuff, that they'll be okay. Now the law is, once a person elevates his madrega to eat chulina tarat hakodesh, the rabbis respect that. And therefore, the rabbis are going to say, once you accept upon yourself to eat this, it has Kodesh now. And therefore, with Rabbanan, you can make this thing Tameh. Even though the Torah is Cholin, it's a regular animal. But since you're a God and eats it on a higher level, So therefore, the Torah will put, the rabbis will put Kiddushah on that animal now for I. Also, the other Hadush of Mishnah is, and we hold that what? That when you treat it like Kodesh, that you have Kodesh to receive Tumah. Oh, so if that's the case, I have a question then. How can the Mishnah say you can make Shaita then? He's going to take the knife, he puts it to the neck of the animal. Now, usually when the Shaita makes the Shaita, he touches the animal. Once his hands touch the animal, he's with the animals. How can the Mishnah say, well, it's okay? So he says, Kesadu ose mevi sakin aruka. Bring a long knife. Vishohet ba kede shelo yiga bebasar. Stay far away from the animal. I got a long knife, I'm 3 feet away. I go like that, I make the shahita. No problem. So the Mishnah is coming to tell me the chetahila. Hakol shohatin. Somebody asks you, what's that called? It's talking about Hudin, Shinasu, Al Tarat, the Kodesh. And what's the Hadush in Mishnah? That even a Tamir guy, the Khatahila, can make Shaita. Hey, can make Shaita. Long knife. Why are you being so lenient, Rabbi? Well, it's only the Rabbanan anyway, this thing. So Yamanas continues, Uba Mukhdashin. But if it was really Kodesh, if it wasn't just a quasi-Kodesh, like this guy did, if it was a real Kodesh, lo yishchot, shema yiga bebasar. I don't keep in a long knife. When it comes to the real McCoy, when it comes to the real Kodesh item, we're not taking any chances. V'im shachat, but if he was shochet, ve'omer barili shelo nagati, shaitato keshera. But if he did it, and he doesn't, I'm telling you, I didn't touch it. Shaitato keshera b'di'avad. So the Ketahila is one case, and the b'di'avad is another case. Hakol shochatin in the case of Hud. Hakol is tameh guy. Shochatin b'chunin shenasu al tarat ha-kodesh with a long knife. However, when it comes to real kadashim, and the guy's tameh, then the shaitah is only keshera b'di'avad. Because if the guy comes to the rabbi and says, I am Tameh. Okay, no problem. What's your question? There's an animal over there that's Kodesh. I want to slaughter it with a long knife. The rabbi will tell him, don't do it. Okay. Guy comes to the rabbi and says, I did it already. Oh, you did it already. Did you touch the animal? Barili, I'm telling you, rabbi, 100%, I did not touch the animal. Okay, b'di'abad kishira. So therefore, in a chodishna sotarat ha-kodesh, the Tameh guy can use a sakin aruch. But on a real Kodesh animal, only with the Avad. That's the Mishnah. Now continue, we're not done with the Mishnah. Right. Then you have to flow it throughout the Mishnah. Chutz, mechoresh shoteh v'katan. Except for choresh shoteh v'katan. Now, what are they no good at? Da'afil b'cholin gerideh. Even on regular cholin, forget about Kodesh, even on regular animals, they're pasul. The Avad namelo. Even with the Avad, they're no good. You see, so therefore, it's amazing. The Mishnah already is talking about three different animals. It starts off talking about Chulin Shinasi Tatarat Kodesh. The second case is Kodesh. And then when it comes to Chedesh Tevekatan, it's regular Chulin animal. And on a regular Chulin animal, they're Pasul even Bidi Avad. Why? Shemna. Now you got to notice here. When it comes to Shechita, there are basically five different things that can go wrong in a shechita. We're going to discuss three of them. One is you're not allowed to make shehiyah. When the shechita takes the knife, he has to slaughter it in one shot. He cannot stop, and then continue. That's called shehiyah. It has to be one motion. Very good. Another item is yidrisu. Yidrisu is not allowed to press down. Press down. It's got to be a smooth across. If he presses down and he's going to put pressure beneath the windpipe in the esophagus, that's called dirisa. Or you have halida, which is he goes above. He goes above the pipe. In a downward motion or an upward motion, we don't trust these chedesh shoteh v'katan that they're going to do it right. We're worried that there might be a shehiyah. They might make a downward, they might make an upward. So we're worried they're going to mess up. And this is something, by the way, that you don't know. It's not like you could look at the animal after and see if they stopped in the middle, or they went this way, up or down, how they cut it. So therefore, we don't... It's interesting. The reason why the Mishnah posin chanesh shotev v'katan is because you're worried they might mess up and you're not going to know that they messed up. So it says, Shema Yishu, Shehiya, Shema Yidrisu, that's what's going to put the pressure down, V'Shema Yahalidu. Okay? And by the way, we don't have to get to all these pesulim yet. The Gemara is going to go to explain you exactly what these pesulim are. I'm just giving you a general example of what these pesulim are. Now, here's the chedush. V'chulan tshishahat. Now, what is the Mishnah? Continue the Mishnah now. We're not done. It says, and all of these guys, that if people were watching them, it's okay. Who are all of these guys? Oh, I don't know yet. Okay, that's what you say. I could say maybe it's going back on the guy that we said, who's Tameh, that we said, don't lechatahila slaughter Kodashim. Don't slaughter Kodashim, lechatahila. No. Odd time. The Chulan can be going on one of two cases. It can be going on the Chodesh Shotev v'Katan. But the truth is, if it was going on the Chodesh Shotev v'Katan, why does it have to say the word v'Chulan? Just say, v'im ro'im otam. We're talking about Chodesh Shotev v'Katan already. We said, Chodesh Shotev v'Katan, no good. V'Chulan, v'Chulan. When you talk about Chodesh Shotev v'Katan already, we have to go back to the word v'Chulan. Just say, v'im sh'atu k'shayu ro'im otam, k'zira. So it's not so simple who the word v'Chulan is going on. Good or no? So Gemara says, V'chulan tshishahatu ahiya. Ahiya means, who's that going on? Ili ma'ahare shotev v'katan. Oh, like you said, that's going on ahare shotev v'katan. Ala ka'eh. We're in ahare shotev v'katan already. V'im shahatu mev'ele. It should have just said in the Mishnah, and if they did it, when people are watching, you don't have to tell me, V'chulan. We're in ahare shotev v'katan already. Ela atame bechulin. Oh, so must be talking about what? Atame guy in chulin. No, atame guy in chulin. You told me the chetayla I could do it. I don't need anybody watching him. Ha amar the chetayla nameshachet. Correct. Atame guy in chulin. Atame guy in regular chulin for sure can make shachita. That's not a problem at all. Which means even chulin should see atarat hakodesh. Even Chulin Shinah said that at the Kodesh, we said a Tameh guy is no problem. So I don't have to have watch guys watching him. Ela Atameh b'mukdashim. Oh. It's a Tameh guy in Mukdashim where we said b'di'avad, it's okay, only b'di'avad. B'barili sagi. Wait. You don't need guys watching. Didn't we say it's enough if he comes along and says I was careful? So, also case. So then what's the case? Whether any guy's watching, it'll be kasher without guys watching as long as he says, I'm sure that I didn't touch. So think about the answers. Deleta kaman dineshayele. He's not there. Great, unbelievable case. Guys, that the guy went, he's a Tameh guy. He went, he slaughtered a korban. Kodashim stuff. Long knife, he did whatever he's supposed to do. Okay. Now normally the halakha, if the guy would ask him, don't get involved with him, don't do it. The guy didn't ask, he went and did it. Okay, normally we tell the guy, hey, oh, you were tamer, I'm telling you, I didn't touch. Okay, we trust him. Now we have an animal here, we see it slaughtered beautifully. We know it was slaughtered by a tamer guy. The guy's not here to ask, were you careful or not? The guy's not there to ask him, hey, were you careful? So then you know what we do? If you have two other guys to say, we were there. We watched the guy, and the guy was careful. Then it's going to be okay. Look at Rashi. Ve'ela atame b'mukdashim. It's on the bottom. De amart de ayri ba matnitim ama lo yishchot. May iliyah harim ruim uta ma amart iu me'eman yamad barili. Exactly, which means you told me he's ne'eman. So Gemara answers, as always, not around. Okay, he's not around. So now the Gemara has. So now we have a pshat in the Mishnah. We're done. We have a pshat in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara goes one more point. The Gemara says like this: Ha Ad tame b'mukdashim mehacha nafka. I learned a hadush from Mishnah. A tame guy wants to slaughter kadosh animals. What's the deen? You'll tell him b'di'avad. Don't do it like a tahila, b'di'avad. And that's what I learned from Mishnah. So everyone has a side question. Is this the source? Gemara says mehatam nafka. I know it from somewhere else. It's the Mishnah Zevahim. Why would it say Zevahim? Kol pisulim. Anybody that's pasul to do the avodah of the Beit HaMikdash, sheshahatu shmeitatan kashera. When it comes to shechita, anybody's kashir. Sheshahashechita kashera bezarim, means non-kwanim, benashim, ladies, avadim, ubitmeim, beverush. Vafilu kodshe kodashim, even holy of holies, korban hatat, ubevad shelo yutmeim nogim babasar. So they don't touch the basar. So it says beferush mishnah. So now, it was a beferush mishnah zevachim. And now you come and tell me, oh, you know what I'm talking about? Kadosh, dad bediavan, tamega. Hey, we know that already. So the one that says, hacha ikar. Here's the main source. Hatam aidi de tana sh'ar pesulim, tana neme tame bemukdashim. My first answer. Here's the main item. Why did you say it over there? Because we're listing the whole roster of Timi'im over there. So once we listed Nashim and Abadim and all that, then we put Timi'im in there, but that's just a side point. The main item is here. Second answer, V'ibayitema, Hatab'ikar. And someone said, oh, over there is the main item. V'ibayitema, Ka'eh. Because over there in Zevahim, we're talking about Korbanot. Hacha aidi de tane tameh becholim, tane name tameh bemukdashim. And over here, since, by the way, the name of the Masechet is Cholim. We're not talking about Kodashim over here. And since we started the Mishnah by saying that a tameh guy can slaughter Cholim, that was done al darat Kodesh. So derech agav, we brought, what about if it's Kodesh? But that was a side point. The main law of Kodesh is over there in Zimbabwe. So two answers. Either here is the main item, over there is the main item. There was no problem of redundancy. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.